Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. A couple of days ago, I was talking to the chief of police for Oxford Police Department, Chief Bill Partridge, and during our conversation, he mentioned Alabama Wounded Blue and an effort that is currently underway for Officer Carlos Taylor of Montgomery, Alabama. I decided that I would reach out to the family, and I now have on the line with me Carlos's mother, Angela Taylor. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Angela.
Thank you. How you doing?
Doing fine. I am really excited about this effort that Alabama Wounded Blue is in the middle of. It sounded like they've raised over $30,000 for a wheelchair accessible van so far.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate them. They have really been working and keeping their word on getting that van.
I told Chief Partridge that anything I could do to help, I wanted to try to help and bring awareness to this. Do you know how much money they're trying to raise for the van?
The total price of the van is $65,000. They were trying to get that.
It sounded like an amazing effort, and I know that you appreciate that and any support that people have been towards your son and your family during this time. It's amazing to see the community rally around somebody, especially when they have served our community in the way that Carlos did.
Yes, sir. Carlos is also a Navy Reserve. He has really been a very, very, very amazing young man. Whatever he set out to be, he did it. I appreciate everything and everybody that has been there for us. And we have had a great, great response to his awareness. And I love him. I love you, Earl.
Carlos was a 2-year veteran of Montgomery Police Department when he was in an on-duty unmarked car and it crashed into another vehicle on February 17, 2017. At that time, for those who don't know about Carlos Taylor, he suffered a traumatic brain injury, cannot speak or walk, but he is alert, correct?
Yes, sir. He is alert. He can't talk yet, but he uses eyes.
How old is Carlos right now?
Carlos is 26 years old.
Oh, me. Really young.
Yes. Yes, he's 26.
Let's talk about what kind of guy Carlos is, what kind of young man he was prior to going into being a police officer, and what his passion was to serve our country and the city of Montgomery in the state of Alabama.
Oh, wow. Carlos, he has a magnetic personality. He never met any strangers. He always helped when he could. One of the ladies at our church, every time she see me, she would tell me the story about Carlos. She said it was raining one day, and one Sunday, and she was trying to get up the steps. She said Carlos stopped and helped her to get up the steps. And that's the type of person he is. He opened doors for females. He helped the elderly. He helped anybody. And when he was on duty, he would be so polite to the people that he was arresting. Like, he would help anybody in the neighborhood. He would go out there and play with the kids in uniform, play basketball with the kids. He just has a very, very magnetic personality. If you would have met him when he was up, you would love him. And he has a strong personality. He's always been a leader. He was the president of his class for the police academy. He was a squad leader in the Navy, in the boot camp. So he's always been a leader. He's always been strong-minded. He's always been determined. And he's always been loving.
Makes it much easier to take care of someone like that when you know how special they were. And of course, being mama, you're going to take care of your baby no matter what. It really seems like an honor and a privilege to be able to take care of a young man like this.
Oh, every day I look at him and I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for being so strong, for making me so strong. So I really appreciate my son for the life that he has led.
And what a great thing to be able to say about your son.
He's a special one. He's a good one.
Angela, I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about how people can help your family, how they can help Carlos, because here we are over 3 years removed from the accident, but we don't want people to forget, and we want people to continue to help you as you help your son. Will you stick with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, we are talking to Angela Taylor right now. She is the mother to Carlos Taylor, Officer Carlos Taylor from Montgomery Police Department. In February 2017, he was in a vehicle accident. Currently, Alabama Wounded Blue is raising money for a wheelchair accessible van, and we want to try to help during this effort and other efforts that might come about. You're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder?
At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city. Works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We have been talking to Angela Taylor. She is a mother to Carlos Taylor, who was a police officer for Montgomery Police Department in Montgomery, Alabama. As I told you in the first segment, I was talking to Chief Bill Partridge of Oxford Police Department the other day, and he mentioned Alabama Wounded Blue, and he mentioned a special effort where they were raising funds for Carlos Taylor and a wheelchair-accessible van. I wanted to share with you as listeners how you can continue to support this family. And right now, I'd like to welcome back Angela Taylor. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Angela.
Thank you.
So we were talking about how great your son was. He served in our military as well as a law enforcement officer. He was 2 years into his service when the accident happened, and now you are his caretaker, and you talked about what it means to you to be able to do that. We want people who are listening right now who want to help your family to find out how they can do that. And one of the ways, as we talked about, is through Alabama Wounded Blue to support this wheelchair-accessible van. How important is it for your family to have this piece of equipment, this van, to be able to get around?
It would be two blessings because right now he can't go anywhere. He's stuck in the house. The only place he can go is to the doctor and back home, to the emergency room back home. Because we have to go in ambulance. We can't go in ambulance to church. We can't go in the ambulance to the park. We can't go to the go in the ambulance to anywhere. We can only go to the hospital and the doctor visit, and that's it. So the van would be a blessing to finally take him to church, to take him to the park where he was used to going. He used to run every day in the park. You know, he's an outside person. And him being stuck in the house, he's just deteriorating. He's getting to the point where he's getting depressed. And I don't want that.
I do want people to go to Alabama Wounded Blue. I talked to David Sykes the other day, and he reached out to me about some of the segments that I'd done about this. And David sounds like a good one to be in touch with about this special effort for the wheelchair accessible van.
Yes, he is. He's one of the heads of the project. Him and Darryl Bailey, the district attorney of Montgomery, Alabama, they are together trying to get this money up for this van.
I want to make sure that I give out all the information that people need to reach out to Alabama Wounded Blue. The phone number is area code 334-546-7633. You can email Wounded Blue at woundedblueorg@gmail.com. The website is alabamawoundedblue.org. I want you to find out more about this organization. They were established as a nonprofit dedicated to serving Alabama law enforcement officers wounded and injured in the line of duty, and they serve our officers across the state of Alabama with services they're able to provide to law enforcement officers through individual donations and corporate sponsorships. So when an officer is injured, they provide emotional, physical, financial assistance to the individual and their family, and they also provide job retraining support for those officers who are unable to return to the police workforce. You can also make sure you can go to the donate page. They have a donate link at alabamawoundedblue.org, and we want people to help right now for Officer Carlos Taylor, who worked for Montgomery Police Department in Montgomery, Alabama, and we have his mother, Angela, on the line with us. What is your message to people when it comes to your son and what you want them to think about him when they think about Carlos Taylor?
I want them to picture him as the great personality person that he is. I don't want you to feel sorry for him. I want you to be just proud of him like I am. We ask that everybody can just love him the way that we love him. Appreciate him the way that we appreciate him, because he was not out there playing around. This style of mind, he always been serious. He wasn't the type of person that goes out there and take his job for granted. He loved his job. He loved being a police. He's always wanted to be one. He's always had that police love in his life. I didn't want him to do it because I was scared of this, of course.
Yes.
But he's an adult, and he had to make his own mind up. And he did, and he was proud of being a police, and he has no regret, none. If he can do it all over again, he would. There's no regrets. Only regrets he has is that he couldn't finish what he started. I just want them to appreciate him and love him like we do.
And he's still a very young guy, born in 1994. I was thinking in 1994, where was I? I was a freshman in high school. So I'm a little bit older than Carlos is, but from a very young age, you knew that he wanted to serve, and he made everybody aware of that. And of course, making that decision to join the Navy Reserve, and then after finishing Corpsman School, to come home and go through the Montgomery Police Academy. I know that Chief Finley had said that Carlos was one of the go-to officers. He has some people who've made some great statements about him being president of his graduating class, as you said earlier, and going on patrol with MPD and working for 2 years. I appreciate his service, and I want you to know that the Mark White Show, once you're on my radar, Angela, I'm here to help however I can, and whatever I can do to connect you to more people who can help and support your family, just know that I'm here to help.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, Angela, and I appreciate your time today. You tell Carlos Taylor that Mark White's in his corner. I served as a police officer myself. I graduated Police Academy in Selma in 2000, so this marks 20 years in November since I finished Police Academy. He's my brother, too.
All right. Always will be.
That's exactly right.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
You're most welcome. And I do want to encourage people to go to the Facebook page as well. I know that's where I reached out, and it's Justice for Officer Carlos Taylor. Go to Facebook, Justice for Officer Carlos Taylor. Find that page as well as going to Alabama Wounded Blue. And we wish this family well, and we continue to support this effort for a wheelchair accessible van. And we're going to get this done. They're over $30,000 into this fundraiser, looking for $65,000. And you as a listener can support this effort now. You have been listening to a special edition of the Mark White Show, and we appreciate Angela Taylor joining us here today. And I hope that you'll find your purpose in the Taylor's situation and what Carlos is going through right now make a difference in his life. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say,
let's all do something good today.